In one of her strongest statements to date, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice condemned what some have described as Russia's first foreign invasion since the Cold War ended. Georgia says Russia now controls one-third of the country, 3 days after Moscow accepted a European Union-brokered ceasefire. Speaking after talks with Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili in Tbilisi, Rice said Russian forces need to leave Georgia at once. She stressed that Moscow should realize that this is no longer 1968, when Soviet forces invaded Czechoslovakia and ended a period of reforms known as the Prague Spring. Rice said she no longer trusts Russian peacekeepers who have been present in Georgia's breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia.
In order to stabilize the situation in Georgia, we need international observers on the scene fast. And eventually, we need a more robust and impartial peacekeeping international force that would follow those monitors. I count on Russian cooperation in getting those monitors in.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has made clear, however, that the world, in his words, can forget about any talk about Georgia's territorial integrity. Georgian President Saakashvili responded that his country will never give up territory, including the breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, which seek closer ties with Russia.
Never ever Georgia will succumb to our pressures. Never ever we will surrender. Never ever we will give our freedom and independence. Never ever we will give any piece of our territory. And freedom will go to every part of Georgia, to every ethnic group, to every community in Georgia, and we will definitely get rid of this.
Yet the tensions have underscored problems to reach a lasting fragile ceasefire, including on the road to Gori, one of the main flashpoints in recent days. In Sestaponi, the last main town near Gori, Georgian security forces have blocked the road. The Georgians told VOA News that Russian forces still control part of the road and accused the Russians of attacking positions in and around Gori. The clashes have cut people off from their families. They are desperately waiting for the police blockade to be over. Foreigners are also caught in the crossfire, including Erich F. Heckmann, a German who says he wants to return home from a rare reunion with his Georgian wife's family.
We came from the Black Sea to reach our aeroplane in Armenia. So we now fixed. I have to do my job at home. My wife has to do her job at home. That's why I called the German embassy, but he refused. All is stopped. And I said, I don't want to die here and stay. I can't.
Russian and South Ossetia officials say some 2,000 people have died in the conflict, but that figure has been difficult to verify independently. The United Nations Refugee Agency says about 100,000 people have fled the fighting. Stefan Boss, for VOA News, Sestaponi, Georgia.